More than 100,000 people in the U.S. are on a years-long wait list for a kidney transplant. And despite that, roughly half of the deceased donor kidneys last year were discarded. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a new Indiana-based organization trying to revive those discarded kidneys to serve more patients.
Most kidney donations come from people who are recently deceased. Once a kidney is removed from the body, it's placed on ice in a styrofoam cooler and transported to where it's needed. That's when the clock starts ticking. The longer the organ is outside the body, the higher the chances of things going wrong. Transplant surgeons can get a small biopsy of the organ, run imaging, and collect medical information from the donor. But that isn't always enough information, says Leonardo Riella. He is a transplant nephrologist with the Massachusetts General Hospital.
These biopsies are processed very quickly, meaning we cannot do all the stains to look at all the different aspects of the kidney. So we may not be able to actually say what's going on with the rest of the kidney because sometimes things can be spotty in terms of how they affect the kidney.
It makes the surgeon's jobs that much harder. And if the kidney has been outside the body for too long, or the surgeons aren't certain it would work efficiently once transplanted, they decline it. It's partly why over 9,000 donated kidneys were discarded last year. That's what 34 Lives hopes to change. It's a company housed at Purdue University's Research Park in West Lafayette, Indiana. They're leading an observational study to preserve kidneys instead of discarding them.
Every kidney transplanted into a patient saves Medicare about $2.5 million.
That's Chris Janes, the co-CEO of 34 Lives. Jane says a typical kidney can't stay outside the body for more than 24 to 36 hours, but the organization works to extend that time frame. 34 Lives places the kidney on a little life support machine.
That allows us to warm it back up to body temperature. We almost trick it into thinking it's still inside a body, and it can start working and functioning just like it was inside a body still.
They provide each kidney with nutrients to let it heal itself. They also run nearly 36 tests to determine how well it works. That allows transplant surgeons to make more informed decisions and help more patients. Indianapolis resident Sylvia Miles was diagnosed with lupus, a chronic autoimmune disease that causes the body's immune system to attack healthy tissue, including her kidney. Miles was on dialysis. She often experienced severe pain. Her muscles would tense up, sometimes making her unable to move or work. Everything changed when Miles received a kidney last year that was saved by 34 Lives.
I tell you, I feel amazing. I haven't had a flare-up since I had a transplant, which is a great deal for me.
The company received a $44 million award last year to support their study from the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, a federal investment agency. Dr. Renee Wagerson was the head of the agency before the Trump administration let her go in February. Side Effects talked to her before she was let go. She said the research could shorten how long people stay on the kidney transplant list. Right now, the average wait is 5 years, and many people die waiting.
Imagine a future where we didn't have to do dialysis at all because we had enough kidneys for everybody and we can turn around somebody in crisis who needs a kidney, in days to weeks.
Still, reducing the kidney discard rate will only help a fraction of people who need a new kidney. Dr. Riella at Mass General says the issue needs to be addressed in two other ways.
One is reducing barrier for living donations so that, there are more living donors around. And then, of course, is the xenotransplantation, so looking for organs from other species that have been genetically modified to try to close the gap.
But it could still be years before scientific research can lead to enough kidneys for every patient. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.